Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Works with me, Centria, of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center and Eddie's Wellness LLC in Baltimore. Today, we are picking up where we left off. Unfortunately, I don't really know what happened with the audio that was prepared the other day for Wednesday's broadcast, for yesterday's broadcast, but I do apologize that it did not play appropriately. So Kayla and I came back together today because we felt that this information was really important, especially right now. So we are here for you. And if you have any questions as we are having this conversation, please feel free to call in and we will let you on so you can ask your question or make your comment, and hopefully we'll be able to address whatever it is that you're asking us. So hello, Kayla, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good.
Awesome.
I'm glad that you were available again.
Yes, me too. I know.
Yeah. So we can't control technology. You never know. You do something the same way 1,000 times and then one time. But anyway,
yep.
I appreciate your flexibility. And also
you being willing to redo it.
To get the information out as well. So today the topic is gut health and immunity. So I want Kayla to reintroduce herself to everyone that is listening. And Kayla, give us a little history on you, how you got into the health and wellness industry, and what's your mission statement? How long have you been in the wellness field?
Sure. So I started kind of really being more conscious of my own personal health probably, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, as far as like really caring about what I'm eating. And I mean, my mom raising us kids, she always tried really hard to make sure that we ate pretty well. She was always kind of on the holistic side of things, which I always thought that was so lame when I was younger. But here I am kind of doing the same thing with my kids, because it is brilliant. It is so important to take care of our bodies from the inside out. So that's kind of where I started. And then probably about 4 years ago, I was with a different company, health and wellness company, and that kind of turned some lights on for me and made me even more conscious. And then I got turned on to this company that I'm currently with, HealthSync Global. I would say about November or so. And why I got so turned on with this company is because it's really taking health to another level. It's really addressing that whole health, the gut health, and getting to kind of the root of, you know, the gut supports just so much of our body that I think a lot of people aren't even really aware of. And so learning so much about it and having some amazing, you know, experiences for myself and my family with what we've experienced with these products, I'm just so excited to share that with everybody else.
Okay. So can you give us an example from the time that you started using certain products on what you've noticed within yourself and within your family so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, one of the biggest things for me is sleeping. So I am not a great sleeper. I can fall asleep pretty quickly. I have no problems with that. But I would tend to wake up and still feel pretty exhausted, pretty worn down, just really no energy. And one of the products that I started taking is called Ultimate Sleep. And it really just, oh my goodness, I can't even explain it. It's like when you're running on empty and you don't really realize it. And then all of a sudden you have a full tank and you're like, whoa, like this is amazing. And one of the really cool things about it is it does not have any like melatonin or anything like that in it. It's totally plant derived. It's all natural. So you're not giving yourself extra hormones and what have you to just try to get a better night's sleep. I mean, I was taking melatonin, you know, night sleep aids, that type of things, things that probably aren't the best, but you do what you got to do when you're just exhausted, right? So taking this product has just, it's been amazing. I love it. And for my husband, he, for as long as I've known him, which has been like 11 years now, and probably on, into his childhood, he's always had some digestive issues as far as just getting really bad heartburn, you know, that type of thing, a little bit of like reflux. And so him being the skeptic that he is, he just kind of did the whole eye roll. And I was like, will you please just try this with me? Will you please just take, you know, this? He was to the point where, you know, heartburn, oh my gosh, all the time. And he would take different over-the-counter drugs for it, Tums, like he'd eat Tums like candy, taking baking soda water to just alleviate it. So he has been taking the gut product, and it's called Gut Sync. And he's been taking that for over a month now, and he has not had heartburn in several weeks. So that is like, that's amazing, you know, to be able to go from having such a hard time with that to experiencing being able to like eat a piece of pizza without having massive heartburn, you know. Anybody who has heartburn knows how incredibly uncomfortable. I never had it until I was pregnant, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I wouldn't wish this on anybody to have it all the time.
Right.
So it's been amazing. It's been awesome for us to have those incredible results, for sure.
Okay. And so one of the things where you talk about heartburn, we discussed this before, and we were talking about the fact that one of the products that was on the market had been pulled off that was really popular for heartburn because it was starting to become, where they found a connection between that product and cancer development in some people. So, it's one of those things where it's like, man, for all those people who did develop it, like who would have thought that it would have come from a product that was supposed to be helping to settle things down in such a hostile environment within the body. So that's another reason why we do need products that are effective and that work well. That are natural, and anything that's natural may take a little bit longer to kick in, but it's worth that 2-week wait. Always say give everything 2 weeks to start working and a month to see results, right? That's pretty much the timelines that you need to be looking at. So when we say gut health, you guys, we're not talking about the stomach, even though when people think of heartburn, they think about what's going on in the stomach, because, yes, that's where that is all taking place. But we're talking about the colon, okay, because that is where all of your digestion is truly taking place. That's where you get your nutrients from the things that you've eaten, is from the digestion that is occurring in the colon, your small and large intestine. And so in that, you have something called your internal microbiome, okay? And so what is a microbiome? So some nerd is out there raising their hand because they know. Microbiome is basically the makeup of any of the microorganisms, be they bacteria, fungi, even viruses, and so on and so forth, that are found inside of you and on the outside of you. So the thing is, how is everything working together? And is everything working together the way it's supposed to? So for us, we're focusing on the prebiotics, probiotics today, because as she mentioned, gut health product that her husband was taking, well, I have been taking the Fat Thrasher, and yes, we hit Fat Thrasher automatically, okay, weight loss supplement. Yes and no, okay? I say yes and no because if your weight is stable, you don't need to lose weight. Well, this product isn't necessarily going to make you lose any additional weight because right. You have your nutrition already proper. You're already consuming things in the correct amounts for you. So, but what this would help with from the gut health side is providing you with the prebiotics, probiotics. And Kayla, how is or how are the Fat Thrasher and the Gut Sync, how are these products able to help us improve our gut health?
Well, one of the really cool things about this particular product, because as we know, there's a bajillion different things out there for, you know, quote, gut health, probiotics, prebiotics, you can get anything over the counter. But what's unique about this is that there is what's called an ABT technology or advanced bioabsorption technology. What that means is it basically has kind of two stages to it that help this nutrition get through the stomach, helps it pass through all of that, you know, harsh environment of the stomach to actually get to the gut for maximum absorption of the nutrients. So with that being said, it's, you know, basically you have these products and then it's going to address those core issues. It's going to help heal the gut. It's going to help make it work properly. So, you know, as I mentioned before with the Ultimate Sleep, it doesn't have any additives or anything like that, but the way that it's derived, it allows your body to get that maximum sleep, go into that REM sleep where you wake up feeling rested, where you can actually, you know, feel a difference right away. But all of the products have that ABT in it. So whether you're taking the sleep or the gut, or like you said, the Fat Thrasher, you're getting that technology, which is pretty cool. So you're going to get those results. You're not just taking a supplement just to take it, whereas half of it's already kind of being destroyed, if you will, as it's passing through our stomach, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because that is the biggest thing is with any supplement, and even the food that we eat is getting the nutrients to get past that, the acidity in the stomach.
Right.
This is necessary, but it is a catch-22 when it comes to trying to get all of the nutrients that you think you are consuming. So, So what we've come to understand, or at least according to today's dietitian, is that about 75% of the immunity of the body is housed in the gut. So what that says to me is that it is super important for us to make sure that the gut is functioning properly. And one of the best, or not necessarily absolute best, one of the quickest ways to know whether or not something is off in the gut, quite frankly, is your toilet time. So if your stool is not formed correctly, or if it smells interesting, then there might be something that you want to look into as far as how is food being processed. And when's the last time you got any labs to know what might be going on there? As you mentioned earlier about hormones, hormone therapy, because that's basically what the melatonin was doing for you. If your hormones are off a bit, then they can affect the gut health and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to remember that your gut is considered your body's second brain. So it's sending messages up the line the same way your brain is sending messages down the line. So it's all about which
right.
message is going to be received and which one is going to be superseded. So what we don't want is the gut message to be blocked out if it's letting us know that something is wrong. And one of the ways is letting us know something is wrong is if you're constantly craving sweets, like why would you be doing that? So we know sugar is not our friend. So Kayla, what are some of the things that you've encountered or that you've done to help people to recognize when they should be looking at their gut in relation to what they have going on as opposed to another source?
Right. Well, what's interesting is, I mean, there's a whole list of things that can attribute to your gut. And it's a lot of things that you would just maybe not even think. I mean, one of them, of course, like we've talked about already, is not getting enough sleep, maybe
mm-hmm.
having some indigestion issues, reflux, heartburn, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other issues could be your skin, you know, and maybe you're having breakouts,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're having an issue with that. I find it interesting. I was reading up on just kind of gut health and stuff, and I don't want to like open up a can of worms here, but it was interesting reading
mm-hmm.
that the gut and not having a healthy gut can attribute to some like food intolerances.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, some allergies and things of that nature. So it goes pretty deep as far as, you know, just what's going on with your body. And I think that, you know, in general, people really do try to listen to what their body's telling them, but I think sometimes they don't quite know what the root of the problem is, like what actually needs to be addressed. So, I mean, it just goes pretty deep. I don't have the list in front of me, but there was a list of,
mm-hmm.
I want to say probably like 15 different things as far as like what the gut can affect and how it can cause your body to react. It's pretty interesting.
Okay. And like you said, acne, most of the time when people think of acne, they're not immediately going to think, I have a digestive problem. They're going to
right.
think they used a product that just didn't agree with their skin, or they may think that they won't think that it's something wrong with their actual digestive system. They'll just go off of what their history has been. Well, if I eat
mm-hmm.
peanuts, then I have this reaction. But like you said, it may be due to the way their gut is behaving. And if their gut was straightened out, then they might not have that peanut allergy. Or they may not be getting those acne breakouts if things are being processed properly.
Right.
So,
yeah, and I mean, another one that's probably really, really common, I just want to throw this out there, but one that's probably really common and one that, I mean, I've personally
mm-hmm.
experienced is even just like bloating and just not feeling
mm-hmm.
good after you eat something. Maybe it's just, it's not setting well. And a lot of people just think, oh, I ate too much or what have you. But sometimes it's,
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, like you said before, giving your body a little bit of time, that two-week to 30-day period to kind of start getting healthy, and then you can digest your food better and you actually have energy and feel good after you eat instead of feeling bloated and kind of lethargic, you know?
Right. Yeah, because I have had those moments. I am coming to, well, I have come. I won't say I'm coming. I have gotten to the point where I can tell and do know the difference now between a after meal bloated stomach as opposed to a I'm just really full and stuffed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There is a difference, definitely.
There is a big difference. Because, like you said, one will have you very lethargic. You'll want to do nothing. You even have some mental fog. It's not as straightforward as just, oh, I got a bloated belly. Sometimes it does affect your brain when the digestion is not occurring properly.
Oh, for sure. Brain fog is a real thing, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody's probably saying, well, how can you say that? Well, I mean, we've done studies, and we are aware, and just getting back to staying close to topic here where prebiotics and probiotics are concerned, some of the research that they have done has suggested that your mental health is affected positively when these are working effectively, more the probiotic, because again, the prebiotic is the food for the probiotic to be more effective. Prebiotics are found in your high fiber foods, like fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. So for those of you who can't stomach whole grains, that's fine, you know, but I'm sure there are some fruit and veggies that you like. And then probiotics tend to be found in fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, kombucha, kimchi. I love kimchi. And a lot of people, it's an acquired taste. But I, and I will say, I don't know how much of it is just mental because I like it. But I think I always, like, feel better, like, after I have some kombucha or I have some kimchi. Like, I just feel better, like, within that hour.
Right.
So, and those are just a few things that people can just purchase and buy and may contain those things. But what the products that we were talking about deliver, they deliver on a much higher level. In a much denser volume, the amount of prebiotics and probiotics to basically make sure you get what you would get if you were eating properly throughout the day, because most of us don't do that, where our fruit and vegetables are concerned, especially the higher fibers foods. So what is the, if they have it, what would the dietary replacement be if someone used the gut sink or a fat thrasher as far as affecting their gut health where food is concerned? Like, what would the replacement be?
So do you mean, like, what the products would be, like, as far as, because those, I mean, what these products are, they're basically just kind of there to help support a healthy lifestyle. They're not, you know, there's products out there that are, like, you know, trying to be everything to everybody, and, you know, this is not that. This is really just to help support a healthy lifestyle. It's, like you said, it's kind of there to help fill in those gaps, because it is hard to, you know, get every single bit of the nutrition that we need in the foods that we eat, especially because we know that with the way things are now, you know, nutrition is so depleted in food. So unless you're growing, home growing organic and making everything yourself, you're still missing those key nutrients. So this is really just to kind of help to fill in those gaps. they do have like a shake. It's like a meal replacement shake. That same thing has that ABT technology, delivers that nutrition right to where it needs to go. It's, you know, all plant-based, natural. You don't have to worry about artificial anything. So if that's what you mean, and maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're saying, but it's really just supporting what you're already doing. If you're working on a healthy lifestyle, maybe you're working to transition to be healthier, what have you. It's just there to help support that.
Okay. So, yeah, you did answer. Yeah. So none of them are meal replacements except for the shake. And
right.
then with the Fat Thresher, I know you can use that as a snack replacement if you need to. Like, I know for me, because I tend to get my sweet tooth really hard at the end of the day if I haven't had something sweet or, I guess, maybe a certain amount of carbs by midday. So if I consume that product midday, I've found that it does cut that message back. I don't have that message being sent for desiring something sweet. Even down to just appetite, period. It is kind of an appetite suppressant too. I guess because it's actually working and things are like, okay, we got enough of this, we got enough of that. Don't need anything else right now. So that's what I've found myself so far, which I'm very happy about. I'm sorry, you guys. My cat is looking for attention. If you hear her. That's the beauty of working from home right now.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you get the little visits from the animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now practice is officially closed right now. So we're into our quarantine period over the next couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. Yes, and kind of interesting. Thankfully, no one has been reported as being positive or anything, but it's just a precautionary measure. Since everything is okay so far, we would like to keep everyone okay.
Yes, absolutely.
As far as you know. So, yeah. And just
definitely
to remind,
good
though,
to be proactive.
If you're new to the blog today, myself and my husband are both massage therapists, and he will soon be a chiropractic assistant, and I am also a chiropractic assistant. So, yes, we were working all the way up to last week because that's healthcare, and the people that we see have chronic issues. This is not a spa situation. So
right. Got to keep them safe.
Exactly. Our function there was to keep everyone functional. So it's a catch-22 because you want people to be well. You want to know that people are able to function, but you also don't need anybody becoming unwell. So what's some other ways that we can assist ourselves in boosting our immune system? We've had some pretty beautiful days lately, so I know that everyone has their versions of quarantine occurring, depending on what state you're in. But the sun is still very important. Getting your D3 up is still super important. So I'm not advocating for anyone to go out in large crowds or anything like that, but I am going to advocate for people to get some sun at least 15, 20 minutes a day if possible in your backyard, on your front porch. If you're in an environment where you can go for a walk without encountering other people, that's the extent I would take it. I don't want to violate anybody's anything. So what do you think about that, Kayla?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And this last weekend, it was absolutely beautiful here. So we took full advantage of it. The last 2 days, it's been kind of cloudy and kind of icky here. dry enough for the kids to still be able to go play outside in our yard. But yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, getting outside and getting that vitamin D, and it just lifts your spirits too, honestly, just kind of being outside in the fresh air. It just, at least for me, it just gives me so much life. Like it really does. And just making sure that you're drinking plenty of water, you know, staying really hydrated. I know it's easy throughout the day to just totally forget about it. And then it's like 4 o'clock and you're like, oh geez, I think I maybe drink one glass of water. But you and I had talked before about not really, you know, I think it's so, you know, people put such a huge pressure on themselves to, oh my goodness, I have to drink this amount of water, and then it all of a sudden seems hard. But just, yeah, I mean, you know, it does. It's like, I don't know why. It's just somebody says you have to do it and all of a sudden it makes it hard. But just, you know, and you can add things to your water. We talked about doing like cucumber water, fresh squeezed lemon juice, lime juice. You can even put like frozen or fresh berries in your water if you don't like just the taste of plain water. I personally don't recommend adding like those little squeezy fruit, the fake fruit or whatever, like the flavor water. Just because a lot of times they have artificial sugars and stuff that aren't that good for you. But yeah, but, you know, just make it fun. And I mean, I do sometimes put essential oil in my, I put like lemon essential oil, but definitely make sure that it's food grade. Don't go to like Walmart or Sam's Club and just get like a little bottle of lemon, because it's probably not good for you to ingest that. But make sure we're clear on that one. But yeah, so just, you know, even just those two things is getting outside, getting fresh air, making sure that you're getting enough water, maybe upping your veggie and fruit intake, especially why this is happening with this whole pandemic across the globe, is just really focusing on keeping your immune system strong so you can fight a virus, you can stay healthy, you know?
Right. So big ones, guys, zinc, vitamin C, your D3. Yes, definitely make sure you're getting enough of that. Make sure you have a really great multivitamin. Of course, if you choose to contact Kayla after this, I'm sure she could give you information on some of the best vitamins that she's aware of. I personally like prenatal vitamins for my regular vitamins. And the reason being is because, I mean, all of the nutrients are just higher and it's more well-rounded. At the end of the day, I know people are saying, well, you don't need that much. Well, that's not necessarily true. And what I don't need, the body will excrete anyway. So that's the other part that people always forget. Like, it's very hard to take in too many nutrients, too many vitamins and minerals, unless you're really mega dosing. And just taking the regular, you know, what's on the bottle every day is not going to cause you to have that problem. So you're not going to have to worry about toxicity in that situation if you're only taking what's recommended on the bottle. So, yeah. Kayla, is there anything else that you would like to share with everyone?
You know, I think we really touched on most stuff. I just kind of reiterating on just, you know, gut health in a whole, that like we talked about the support of the immune system, and that it's interesting that it does support almost 70% of the entire immune system. I mean, that's a huge number. And, you know, when we were talking about just feeling better, the gut also supports 70%, it produces 70% of your serotonin. So that's a big thing too, is, you know, when you feel better, you do better, and you just you just have a better, outlook on life. Things just become mm-hmm. a little bit easier because you're just not so bogged down with just feeling icky. I mean, I felt like icky for such a long time that I never want to go back to feeling that way. And I don't ever want anybody else to feel that way, especially if I know that there's a better way, you know? I mean, it's just, it's not fair to have to feel gross all the time.
Right.
So yeah, I'm super happy that I've found these products, and I'm happy to share with anybody who wants to learn more. And I'm so grateful for you, Centria, for taking time to talk to me about it. And I'm so grateful that you are having such a wonderful experience with the products that you've chosen to use as well.
Thank you. Honestly, guys, since I met Kayla, and I had never physically been in her presence. She lives in Washington State, and of course, I'm here in Baltimore. But, you know, there are some people that you just connect to. And I think one of the things that stood out to me most from the very first time of our interaction was just how committed and serious Kayla is about being on top of actually the best thing that can go into the body and really push it forward or help us get better or be better. So this is why I don't have a problem or issue ever inviting you on, inviting you to share and or supporting your business by doing these interviews, and just also just helping to get people the information, because a lot of times people just don't know what you don't know. So part of it is the education part of it. As we've talked about before, regardless of the company or the product, in and of itself, it's more about the education on the item so you even know to look in the first place, because a lot of times we just don't know that we even need to look.
Right.
Somewhere
Absolutely.
Else for something else. So could you please give the contact information that you would like for people to use to contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Kayla Adams. And my email is freemomoffive@gmail.com. It's freemomoffive@gmail.com. My phone number is 509-998-9296. And on Facebook, you can just find me for Kayla Adams. And I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram as well.
All right. Thank you so very much for that. And folks, I will post those as well. I'll go back and put it into the post that was created tonight for this segment and the earlier one from Wednesday, because I'm sure a lot of you still have that up. So I will make sure that the information is on that page as well. I wanted to also take this opportunity to remind everyone of the jazz scene I usually talk about on Wednesdays, because Wednesdays is like really hopping and active for local jazz musicians here in the DMV area. And of course, with everything going on, it's not so active right now. So be sure to check in on your favorite artists as they use some alternative means to still provide you with the music that you're used to getting. A couple of those artists that have done Facebook Lives or have had Facebook events that you can go to are Scott Paytner, Clarence Ward III, Todd Marcus, and just the extra on Todd Marcus. If you go to his page, you'll probably see something from Capital Pop. It's an online magazine or news magazine, and they have something called Bandcamp. And Bandcamp is taking all of the funds raised from the sales of artists, music in the jazz scene, because they are promoting the jazz, and giving it directly to the 25 jazz artists that they have decided to support. So that is something that you guys can look into if you're into that and want to make sure that these people are still doing well. And then, of course, I can't not speak about jazz and not talk about my one and only Eric Worthy. And he'll be back out as soon as everything ships back, guys. So, again, if you'd like to support him, the Worthy Music Group, you can do that. Go to their page on Facebook, Worthy Brothers Music, Worthy Brothers, or the Worthy Brothers Music Group, and you will see them, and you can inbox them and ask them what they might like or need, if that is on your heart. And then, of course, we have some, I saw one of our good friends, Roseanne Zuck, on this evening. I just call her the karaoke queen, but she was on giving some love, taking requests, singing her little heart out. So, again, people are doing their best to make the most out of a complicated situation. And one of the best things you can do right now is keep a cheerful heart. Keep a smile on your face. And let that be your medicine as well. Your food, any supplementation that you need, and a merry heart. Laughter is the best medicine. Okay?
Absolutely.
So if you go on to one of these pages and find something hilarious, go back. Keep laughing. Comedy, whatever your favorite comedies are right now, put them on. See who's doing what. A lot of your favorite podcasters are on right now during their regular shows, but some of them are doing extra shows because we're all locked up in the house. So check them out. I mean, some really hilarious stuff happening. Some of it is political, but they found a way to twist it and make it enjoyable for everyone. And quite honestly, a couple, the last two press conferences that have been held, I don't usually like to watch those things, but I will say I found them very entertaining, at the least. So, again, wherever you can get that, get your smile, take advantage. Any thoughts on that, Kayla?
Nope, I totally agree. I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh, and I am right there with you. That is what's going to get us through, for sure.
Right. The latest thing, and then we'll be done with this conversation. So evidently, just before we came on together, there was news released that the U.S. is now leading the world in the corona cases. Whether or not that's completely true, I'll go back and verify to see the sources. If that is true, what I will say is that if we keep that moving heart, even though we may have a higher case of coronaviruses reported now, we still don't have a super high rate of deaths. And I think that that can be thwarted as long as people continue to keep the right attitude or a good attitude about themselves in the situation.
Yeah.
And then just being responsible. So,
yeah,
thank you guys.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Thank you guys so very much for listening in today. I do hope that if you have any questions or concerns or if anything pops in your head after this, that you guys will inbox me or inbox Kayla and let us know what's on your mind so that we can get back to you. because we really are here to help you live well. That is our whole focus. That is our whole agenda. I mean, my whole business name is At Ease Wellness. I want you to live at ease. I want you to live calmly in a state of peace. Okay, and be well, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, and financially. So again, and I'm going to have Kayla back on. We want to keep this strictly about the health and wellness right now, but I'm going to have Kayla back on and a couple other people back on because this is the time where it shows you that having another source of income that does not require you to show up to a specific location becomes very important and exactly. something to actually consider. So, again, we're going to get back together at a later time to go over those things with you, and I do hope that you are listening in, and I apologize for using the word or the statement so much this evening. I just realized how much I was doing it. So I'm going to work on that. And again, I pray that you all are doing well, and we will be back with you very soon. I look forward to seeing, hearing everyone in 2 weeks for the next segment of Wellness Works. Thank you. Thank you, Kayla, and have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too. I sure appreciate you.
All right.